Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It is Wednesday, November 2nd. Is that right, Ann?
Yes, November 2nd.
Okay,
off to
a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, November 2nd, 2016. I'm Michael Kohlberg. I'm a psychotherapist. I am in New York City. I also work out of Hudson, New York. Mm-hmm. But today I'm in New York, and I'm waving frantically at my friend Ann, who's uptown.
I'm uptown at my bright red desk having a very bad day. We're running into bureaucracies everywhere. That new moon is on my Saturn, so everybody's saying no to Anne, which is okay. You know, I'm learning to take no with a grain of salt. So, but yeah, where Scorpio's talking is a little earlier today, earlier, and a couple hours later, so it's not quite 24 hours.
And I'm going to interrupt you because I apologize to everybody who's listening.
Yeah.
Don't let me forget.
Okay.
I wanted to, Anne and I just had 1 minute before the show. I want to text you. You'll probably need to remind me,
But
I've had clients. I got the name of a dentist,
a
Chinese woman,
mm-hmm.
To whom I've not gone, but Gina's gone. Kitty's the person who found her, and Kitty's no slouch.
Okay.
And I've sent clients. The last client who went needed a root canal,
mm-hmm.
and she said, no, you don't. So mm-hmm. she's really a very
good
person,
okay.
and a good dentist,
good.
And cheap.
Good, and cheap, too. That's even better.
All right, remind me.
Yeah, remind you.
Okay.
Yeah. What I said to Michael before we started, my assistant was told she needed 5 root canals. So she's in a little bit of a panic, so we're looking for a second opinion. Michael has a cheap Chinese dentist for you.
But she's world
very
class.
Good. And
like every
world
single.
World class, but very good.
Really good.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So we're going to send you to an Asian, Kate. She's all for it. Kate sums up. Any wisdom from anywhere. It's her wisdom teeth, too, so.
Good.
Yeah, it's a bunch. She's been having a lot of mouth stuff.
Yep.
So, anyway, yeah, thank you, Michael. And, of course, anybody in the listening audience who wants
around here.
The name of the Chinese dentist, feel free to write Michael, and he'll answer you. All right.
Write Anne. She'll pass it on.
Write me, and I'll pass it on. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I have to tell you, the last week or two, I've sent out your bone-growing formula.
Yep.
To about 5 people. It's been like everybody's growing new bones.
Good.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. So anyway, what we do here in Scorpio's Talking is we talk about, like, what's going on. And we had the new moon in Scorpio right on Hillary's stuff. So we had a Hillary reveal with the Anthony Weiner and his pictures and the FBI. And I've been kind of like, I've been working. So I'm not up on it, but we know that that's, like, the new exciting story. We have elections next week on Tuesday. And there's a big void moon right in the middle of the day. The moon is void. Of course, when the moon is void, nothing really works well. So if you want your vote to count, make sure to go and vote in the morning, bright and early, before 8:55 a.m. when it goes void. And then it enters Pisces at 4:45 p.m. This is all Eastern time. Vote early, vote often, but do recognize voting machines should be a little wild on a void moon election for most of the day. So just a heads up, and that can be delays, that can be lines, that can be plugs going out. The last few elections, we've had interesting astrological things in the air. The one with George Bush beat Al Gore at 9:37, Mercury was retrograde, it went direct. I was sitting in a bar watching the election results come in, and they called for Bush, and I went, oh my God, no. And that was the shift. The Mercury retrograde, we had the last election. The anonymous people came forward and said that they blocked Karl Rove's orca and prevented it from prevented the elections from being tipped with the voting machines. So we should have some real excitement on this election, not to mention that we're already having a lot of excitement in general in the world. Thank you, Kate. Kate just brought me a glass of water. So I'm looking at it, and then, of course, I'm having an amazing day here with everything going kerflooey, but also going, all right, whatever, we mosey on. So what's going on in your world, Michael?
Well, before you called, I was trying to just think of some way of communicating something helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And the image that came to me is of a child between around 18 months, probably maybe a little younger,
mm-hmm.
Who is in some way injured, be it affronted or physically injured,
mm-hmm.
who has not yet made a sound but is still in the inhale, that long inhale that they do before they
yell, yeah,
or cry or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are.
Okay.
We're on the inhale.
I like that imagery.
So whatever's going to come out next is not going to be fun. It's not fun for the child.
Mm-hmm.
Not fun for anybody who's got ears.
Mm-hmm.
It's not particularly informative.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just says distress, but it doesn't indicate what kind or what would help.
Right.
But it's necessary. After you've taken in all of that energy,
mm-hmm.
it's necessary to expel it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it probably has, like, let's say that the kid is hugely insulted or whatever, frightened.
Right.
It's not, the child is not at that moment interacting with that experience. The child is interacting with their internal experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that what I'm seeing is that people have disconnected from the external, so there's just all of this noise, and I'm totally disconnected from the external because of everything going on,
mm-hmm.
although I'm informing myself, but I'm informing myself at my own pace from reading. The instant there's noise, or mm-hmm. the television, or the radio, anything like that, it hits my screen in a place where I have to leave it. This has nothing to do with anything other than the career of the person who's talking,
mm-hmm.
or if it's some call-in thing, which sometimes happens in taxis, the need of the person who's calling in, whose needs I'm not interested in, to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I remove myself immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still feeling everything everybody else is feeling,
mm-hmm.
but this is important, and this is something I've been working on with clients, and I've also needed help with it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
With a therapist that I work with occasionally, and she helped me. I mean, the concrete example I could give was when everything started in the hospital with Jean in August, I came up against a broken, corrupt, but sometimes malignant bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And because of my trauma background, automatic reaction, I wasn't even aware that I was doing it, was when I would walk into the hospital, I would raise the frequency of the whole building,
mm-hmm.
which I'm capable of doing partly because I have power, but also because it triggered such extraordinary trauma from my background.
Right.
Like kind of think Carrie, the
mm-hmm.
prom scene. So I could do it, but at massive cost to myself. It did not leave me in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's my doing the right thing, which is to try to neutralize
mm-hmm.
danger.
Right.
But doing it in a way that's not helpful.
Right.
Which is what we're being exposed to everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing to work on, but you have to really focus on it, and it's very, for me personally, it's very hard to focus and remember to do it, is that whatever shielding, and it's important to do shielding at the moment, and I'm not a big believer in anything like that, just partly because of the ADD, like I'm really good, I see the results, and then forget after, you know, X number of times. It just falls off my radar. It's like taking herbs, you know, this is really helpful, and I forget. So, but shielding. So there's many, many different kinds of self-protection things. You can put a bubble of light around you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do that, always wash yourself, surround yourself with blue light until you're really, really running that blue light around you for at least a minute. And then once that's totally around you, then put on the suit of white light and zip it up. Because otherwise you're going to close into your energy, that which you're trying to get rid of. But whatever kind of shielding, I do a 12th dimensional shield. which you can find online, I think on YouTube, the 12D Shield. You can get instructions for it. But then there's a Native American one where you pay homage to each of the directions. And so there are many, many different kinds, but they all accomplish pretty much the same thing. And by spinning that out, in other words, extending it further out, you can have a better result.
Okay.
So going back to the calling and the one stuff, there's a therapeutic tool, which is in essence very similar, which is that you just breathe, and with each breath, you one at a time go down the vertebra of your back, starting at your skull, and just don't force the breath, but just allow space to be created.
Okay.
And when you get down to your hips, generally there's a flood that happens where you really feel a rush of energy and it's much easier to ground yourself to the earth, right? So you ground yourself to the floor and then into the earth, right?
Okay.
Then that's where you keep your first attention, is in that you're grounded how you are. You take your second attention.
Okay.
And you extend that out to the perimeters of any space you're in. Whatever room you're in, you extend that feeling of groundedness out into the room, right, to the perimeters. Then you take your third awareness, third level of awareness, and you turn it fully. One's not less than the other, but you turn it fully to the person with whom you're in communication, and then you have your conversation.
Okay.
So it helps people not get sucked into someone else's conversation.
Right.
It helps you to be fully present. It helps you to be okay with what you need to express because it's the truth.
Right.
And that is, I think, the safest place to be, because right now we're watching, we're part of an organism that continues to inhale, and we're going, how much longer can you inhale before you start, the scream?
Right.
And I'm pretty amazed at how long this inhale can happen. But it's obvious that something's coming.
Right.
And it's not going to be pleasant.
Not going to be pleasant.
No, there's no way. I mean, that's like, if you're at the dentist and getting work done, they put, that you have to gargle with that stuff and then spit it out.
Right.
Well, that whole process is not pleasant.
Right.
Leaving the dentist, you might be much better off, but we're not up to that yet. We're still at the got the gook in us that we have to spit out, and that's not a fun process.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, interesting. Cool. I think that's a really interesting, giving people a way to work with the energy, because it is definitely kind of crazy.
It's beyond crazy. It's well, it's crazy in that it's not, there's no congruence.
Right.
Nothing is a sign of anything else. Like, anything could happen, so it's psychotic.
Right.
It's certainly unrelated to appropriate governance.
Right.
You know, this is really cheesy, regardless of one's perspective.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we're watching candidates who can pull off for varying amounts of time some version of auditioning for a role where I'm supposed to be authentic.
Right.
But they can't hold on to it.
Yeah, they can't do it all the time, right?
No.
Well.
So this is where we are. And if you look into metaphysics, it's supposed to happen now, and it's going to escalate for a while.
Yeah. Going to get really crazy next year. There's a big trine and fire. It's going to be lighting matches and candles all over the place, just that kind of panicky. Well, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, and I think it is. How do we get there? Where do we go next? What's that next story going to be?
I think that people are only concerned about themselves for the most part, because they're in that kind of freak-out mode.
Yes.
So anything that's useful, they just take it and move forward. I personally am not doing that. I waited on hold, trying to get through to some medical thing, and finally did. And the person could not have been they just couldn't possibly have been kinder or more helpful and knowledgeable.
Good.
I waited then 50 minutes on hold simply to call them back and to let them know how much it meant to me that they helped me.
Wow.
And burst into tears, which was a release of something.
You burst into tears? Or
yes,
did it?
just that the kindness meant so much
the
to me.
The kindness meant so much.
So that was a release. That was a something that's in me that needed to come out. And it came out because that was not a wasted hour. That was an hour well spent.
Right.
Because I left them better off. They were certainly reinforced in the way that they do their job because I'm sure they helped other people. But it also allowed me a release that was needing to come out that I was unaware of.
Cool. I like that.
So go back and make sure that you thanked people who make your experience at the moment more humane.
Right. Because we really have to appreciate them.
Well, and for me personally, with my chart, it probably keeps me out of jail because I'm awfully close to shooting people. I'm not joking.
You guys have a positive. Out of jail? Wait, what did you say? Okay.
I'm too tired to not get caught, and I'm too close to actually shooting people who are intentionally hurting people.
Right.
If I go out of my way to thank the people who aren't, it seems to pull me back from the ledge.
Yes. Because you're connecting with the good, you're connecting with the good forces instead of the dark forces.
Yeah, and
you're recognizing there are good forces out there trying to help.
Yes, which is extremely important. Like, take the time to write it down. Like, anytime you go through, God, I mean, I can't believe this happened. Take the time to go and what filled with light showed up.
Yeah.
Like, in other words, look at the whole.
Right. Yeah, I had my prescription. I have a blood pressure prescription. And so, and I always have to take it because otherwise I'll have a stroke, right? So I'm always like, down to two pills, going away for the weekend, go to refill it. And the pharmacy goes, no, your insurance company won't cover it. So I call the place and I go, my trauma. I tell them my trauma. I had a friend who was diagnosed. She had an allergy, known allergy, and they filled it with the drug that killed her. Put her into liver failure and she died. So I like being able to look at the doctor in the eye and ask a question, the pharmacist in the eye, and say, is this the right pill? So I said this a couple times, and the lady goes, well, I have absolutely no way to do anything. I can tell you what you can do, though. You can appeal it with your insurance company, and you do this and this.
Who were you talking to?
I was talking to the pill people.
No. But the pill...
The drugstore told me I couldn't get it. To call this number. So I called that number, and they said they couldn't help me because the insurance company was the one that was, saying that I had to fill it through the mail order instead of in person.
But that's illegal.
I know it is. No, it's fucking illegal, yeah.
So if you just skip to the chase and go, thank you, maybe another time, but absolutely not. I need it filled here. Mm-hmm. I cannot walk. Mm-hmm. I go to this pharmacy because they deliver. Mm-hmm. I'm not available for mail order. They have to go down. And my experience is that I found a pharmacy that will make that call for me, so that I don't have to get involved.
Okay. Well, they called and they got denied, so they told me I had to appeal. But yeah, it's not like much. It's $60, but it's instead of $10, the copay.
No, it's
the principle
of
the matter. Yeah.
It's not the principle. It's that it's crooked, and $60 adds up every month. It's that. Once the pharmacy calls and is denied, the next call they have to okay. You have to go through the process of being denied, and then the next one they have to okay.
Oh, okay.
That's at least my experience. Again, I'm talking to idiots in the mail order thing, but they said, well, you have to have the pharmacy call and get denied, and then we can give a waiver. And I said, well, I wouldn't even know you existed except that the pharmacy was denied.
Right.
Oh, they went, oh, and then they passed it. And the next 5 minutes later, the pharmacy said it's okay now.
Okay, all right. Okay, but it is illegal, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I should be able to buy it where I want to.
Yep.
Just craziness. So anyway, there's been a whole host of things this morning, so I just was like, I'm not having a very good day. But I also was like, you know, Rose, I ran a couple things by Rose, and she goes, no, no, your take is correct. Your take is correct. You're not losing your mind. But perhaps you might walk away rather than, you know, going whack, whack, and, hey, yeah, maybe I should walk away.
From what?
I had a situation with somebody, and I wrote, it was an email thing, and Rose reads emails. So I said, did you read these set of emails? And she's like, yeah. So she confirmed my impression, but then it's somebody who likes to fight with people and or quits. You know, I was kind of like, do I call her out as a quitter or do I just let it go or do I point out my take on her psychological shit or do I just drop it? And Rose was like, drop it,
She
doesn't
want to
hear it from you, huh?
What does drop it mean?
Don't do it. You know, let it go.
Well, the point being, but if you drop it, then you're...
For me to drop it, not to...
I understand.
Yeah.
Then you're not losing any more energy.
Right, right.
Period.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's not like, because I know how things land with you, it's like, but then I'm letting them get away with me. It's irrelevant.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, that's. But I haven't quite got to the part.
No. It's hard, Anne.
Right,
but
it is.
But I'm just saying that
like,
if you look at it only in terms of, I will not lose one more drop of energy to this person or the situation.
Right.
Then when those grumbles come up, you know, half an hour later, you go, nope, not another drop.
Not another drop. You don't get more drops. Yeah. 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 And it was just kind of one of those things. And I have a thing in my chart. When I do something, I often get it done back to me. Right. So I had a client who has really been very badly behaved quite a bit. And I set a boundary with her, and I was annoyed, and she blasted me, and I kind of went, all right, well, I'll give you your money back, you know, go. And then I did it, but in that case, both Rose and Kate weighed in, and they both go, it's nice to have a Greek chorus that you employ. Of course, I recognize I employ them, so they're
right.
going to tell me what I want to hear. But they both were like, no, no, you know, she's, you know, been a problem for a while and, you know, whatever. So we kind of handled that. So then it happened to me the next day, you know, like I got it back. So I'm like, all right, this is my, you know, how do I feel about this? So whatever. I have shows me how the other guy feels kind of chart, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
I get to walk miles in people's feet, all the time. So, but it is also, you know, it's an interesting experience. So, but yeah,
but it's another version of
mirror.
Well, I wouldn't look at it that way because that's not accounting for the risk.
Okay.
So, if you're okay with yourself, nobody can take that away from you.
Right. 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 Right.
If you're still in relationship with the outside, the question asked is, have I now given power over how I feel about the outcome away?
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yep. That makes sense.
So a lot of times it's bifurcated for me. It's just like, well, this is a shitty outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, okay, so let me go through my relationship to myself with this. And I go, nope. I'm very clean. I'm actually proud of myself for this.
Okay.
And I let it be.
Let it be.
And I just noticed that I wish the outcome might have been different, but I don't have a problem with how I was.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, a higher level of it is how much ego, or is there any ego relying upon it, which is that... the need to prevail.
Right. Well,
that's
what I'm aware of. There's definitely some ego in my part.
Yeah, but then
and
just,
that's the part that I'm kind of looking at and going, okay, you got a little ego involved.
That's
in
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just go, huh.
Yeah. Observe it and be nice to it.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Observe it and be nice to it. It's interesting because last night we have the thing I do on Tuesdays and then we go out to dinner afterwards, and two people joined us who usually come to the group, but they went to hear Marianne Williamson, who was speaking in town. And one of them, at the end, she took questions, and one of the questions was, you know, I had this boyfriend, and we broke up, and I do all my spiritual work, and he's gone off and met somebody, and he's happy, and I'm miserable, and how come that happens, and I'm spiritual, and he's not? And she kind of handled the question in a very nice way, basically saying, you know, you don't know what's going on in their relationship, and your relationship is with yourself, and you were clear when you ended the relationship that it wasn't a good one for you, so you have to kind of trust that things happen in the time that they're supposed to. And I kind of looked and I said, so how'd the person feel about that answer? and they didn't like it, you know, and it was kind of, you know, it's like, you know, it's, what do you mean I have to wait my turn? Or what do you mean I have to wait? So, you know, it's I'm very aware right now that there's a lot of, well, you know what I want in the world? I want. It's like, I know you want that, but that's not happening. Or I know you want that, but there's only so much that can go on, right? And so, you know, that's the other part that's a little hard. Because we're having to kind of go, you know, there's limited, and it's not that it can't be more later, but you're going to have to wait longer than that 1.5-year-old.
But what I'm getting from what you're saying is mm-hmm. that if I'm taking it in accurately,
mm-hmm.
is that if I was following, tracking, because there were some pronouns, so the woman did not like Marianne's answer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the woman was under the impression mm-hmm. that Marianne had the power to affect the outcome.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a big boo-boo.
Yeah.
You know, that's honestly, and I'm experiencing that inside of myself with mm-hmm. stuff. I'm not taking it out on other people. I'm just playing it out with the universe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm watching and noticing that there's a part of me that's wanting to be parented in a good way.
Yes.
Like there were certain times I had a grandmother and an aunt. Like they were, you know, if near in age, one there was just a huge age difference on my father's side of the family. So my aunt was actually grandmother age.
Mm-hmm.
My father was much, much younger. And my grandmother had died, and I had she was born in London, and she was highly educated, self-educated, and very smart and tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
And in later years, she and I were telepathic, and we were really close. But my other grandmother was kind of old world and come over to, by herself from Hungary when she was 16 to New York because the streets were paved with gold, and made her way to Wisconsin, then ended up getting her whole family over and was married to a widower when she was like 18.
Mm-hmm.
He was 20, I think. Anyway, so, and she was like madcap. But she was the one who stayed at our house all the time. But she was very, very much a survivor, but she was old school in many ways. And she's the person I felt safe with.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was always room for me. Like I was her favorite. And that was the only place I ever had that. And it's that quality
mm-hmm.
that I'm wanting. So I don't care if I'm right. I don't care about anything. I just want to feel safe
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and a certain kind of kindness. I think that's what people are looking for, right?
Right.
But don't confuse that with what happened in the example that Anne just gave everybody, which is that somebody identified Marianne as an expert, and then pilloried her because she could not deliver the outcome that this woman wanted.
Wanted, right.
So the woman was determined to have reality near her
mm-hmm.
rather than learning about herself through her experience.
Got it.
And that, in a nutshell, is what we're watching out in the world.
Yep, yep.
It's very much that. You've got, you know, people doing horrifying things because they think that Trump can deliver them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's obviously not capable of delivering much of anything because, number one, I don't think he's much interested in it, and number two, none of the presidents who've come before recently have had enough power to deliver much of anything because everything's in gridlock.
Right.
So, you know, there's just no way that this guy who no one likes is going to be able to deliver to his particular electorate.
Mm-hmm.
And if they got what they wanted, they would not feel better.
Right.
Because it's all negative.
Right, 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 right. And on that note, remember to vote next week, Election Day.
I voted.
You already voted?
Yes.
How'd you vote?
Because I didn't know where we would be, so I wanted to make sure that I voted by absentee ballot.
Very cool. Well, that's good for you.
I
have to go.
Absolutely sure.
I like to go and stand in the line and sign my name on the book and stuff.
Yeah, I vote upstate, and so I wasn't sure. I had no idea.
You weren't sure you were going to be up there.
Yeah, and I'm not. So.
And you're not, so it's good.
All right.
All right. Well, the end of the show has come. The British lady, who is always on time and who never looks for anybody to alter her reality at all.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, at least
we don't know what her relationship is like.
But her relationship with us. Her relationship with us is very good.
Yeah. All right.
So, and on that note, big hugs.
Yeah, I just had this image of she's. We're not going to recharge you unless you get off on time. We're just going to let your battery run out.
Okay, I'll be good.
All right,
cool. So we'll be back next Thursday, and hopefully we'll have a president by then. We'll find out.
Yeah.
And then one of them will leave our TV screen, and the other one will continue in our TV screen for the next 8 years or
Dream
4 years, depending
Dream on
how that works. All right, bye, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Big hugs.
Bye.